I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to the Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks from the late night lineup. Today's theme, Trump's Asia trip. How does Japan plan to keep Trump on track? With a little bit of viral diplomacy. If you haven't heard of Pen Pineapple Apple Pen Man, let Stephen Colbert introduce him to you. Listen to the Japanese singer-comedian's hit as Colbert fills you in on why Trump knows about it. More importantly, see if you can keep it from getting stuck in your head. And Colin Jost gives the scoop on Trump's 12-day travel diet. Jost, Colbert, and Bill Maher in today's Best of Late Night.
Why you're happy today? Trump has left the country. I feel lighter already. This must be how parents feel when they send their kids off to summer camp, you know, just...
President Trump left today for a big 12-day diplomatic trip through Asia. He'll be going to Japan, China, South Korea, the Philippines, and Vietnam, because I think those bone spurs have finally healed up.
Advisors who are planning President Trump's trip to Asia have warned officials in each country that Trump is not comfortable with new cuisines and prefers familiar foods like well-done steak and ice cream. And they'd also like easier mazes on his placemats.
This is going to be Trump's longest trip as president. He has some people in the administration worried it's so long, which is why aides have tried to keep the briefing short to avoid overloading the president with detailed. Okay, Mr. President, focus up. This is a map of China where they make that phone you just started tweeting on, we've lost him. Does someone have any fried chicken to wave under his nose? Anybody? Anything?
But it's a 12-day trip to Asia, 12 days. And somebody asked Trump before, they said, who's in charge while you're gone? And he said, who's in charge when I'm here?
Japan has its own plan to keep Trump happy and engaged. When he visits Tokyo, and I promise, we are not making it up, this is completely real, he will be meeting with this top diplomat.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
It's a beautiful and ancient culture. Yes, when Donald Trump is in Japan, he's expected to meet Pen Pineapple Apple Pen singer Pico Taro. Although it might be an awkward meeting, we're talking about a person with a small vocabulary and a limited grasp of the English language, also a Japanese singer.
Okay, let me see this.
Qualities, qualities, a family joke. Quality joke.
Okay, okay, explain it to me again. I have a pen. I have an apple. I'm lost. Walk me through it again.
So, he's going to China, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, South Korea, all the countries with factories that make his Make America Great Again hats.
Now, I don't know if this trip is going to be good for international relations, but it's definitely going to be great for comedy, because we're sending this guy to Asia.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Of course, China's the big one. He wants to study their wall. No, he does.
That's a good man. After that success, the Japanese government even produced this video earlier this year to court Ivanka and Donald's good graces.
I have a pen. I have America. America pen. I have a pen. I have a Japan. Japan pen. America pen. Japan pen. Pen, best friend pen.
I have a face. I have a palm. Face palm.
Want to watch the best of online? Visit usatoday.com/opinion. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.